Well, here we go with podcast number 5. For those of you who still might be listening, well, welcome back. I'm going to do the same thing I did before. I'm going to state before I start that there's a few things that really might upset some people. So this is your warning. If you're touchy-feely, if you happen to be an anti-vaxxer or believer of the so-called freedom movement or whatever in the hell they call themselves, you believe in conspiracy theories and other misinformation on the internet, this is the time to stop. You better not go any further. You might want to go and get a cup of coffee and save yourself from the anxiety and the bad feelings you might get from listening. Remember, this is just the opinions of a rambling and aging older man, a bit disgruntled maybe with the way things are evolving in society. So don't tell me you haven't been warned, because I just did. So we'll start out, with this conspiracy crap that's messing up the minds of the innocent and, well, I shouldn't call them innocent, but gullible people. And you know, I don't know if we'll ever be able to stop it, but it does bother me. And, you know, this whole thing about fake news and all the conspiracy crap that you hear, well, I don't hear it because I don't read it, but I hear about it from other people. So we'll start first with this whole crap about fake news. What the hell is wrong with people nowadays that they can't trust the news? Well, they can trust now some news, but it seems to me that they don't trust the people who actually do the news. They trust some asshole sitting in a chair somewhere telling them about stuff that he doesn't even know about. But anyway, let's get off of that and get on to some of the things they're trying to do. They want to defund CBC, and they tell you not to listen to Global or any other news, ABC or CNN or any of those, because, as you know, it's all fake news. There's not that much honest news around the country. Like, Rebel News is one of the places you can get real news if you want it. Yeah, right. I actually have read a couple of those articles from those assholes too, but I don't read it anymore because it was mostly garbage. So anyway, they're, you know, the fake news. So, you know, there's probably 13,000 journalists in Canada, something like that. There's over 600,000 journalists in the world represented by the International Federation of Journalism around the world. And these folks tend to tell us that they all lie, or they've all been bought off, and you can't believe a word they say. Can you imagine somebody thinking that 600,000 journalists could be bought off? Man, that's a lot of money. Well, I guess it's not a lot of money if you paid them in Bitcoin, which these people probably think is a really good currency. So anyway, that's the way some of these folks seem to think, and I don't understand it. Anyway, I presented these facts to a couple of acquaintances I have that believe all this crap. And when I've presented to them the number of journalists in the world that have to be bought off, well, they say to me, well, no, it's actually not the journalists so much as the editors. Those are the ones who are doing it. They rewrite the news and they edit the stories just to reflect the government's point of view. And so that's why you can't believe the news. So I have to say to them, you think that not one of these 600,000 journalists would quit and tell their story of deceit? You know, in your mind you say, get real, you brainless nitwits, but you don't speak out, you have to bite your tongue. But if they want to have that freedom to listen to Joe Pocahontas or whoever in the hell it is living in Croatia or Nigeria or Portugal or something, who they think has the inside scoop on what's really going on in the world, and then that's the way they're going to carry on. I don't think they'll ever get any smarter. One of the acquaintances told me he gets his real news from a fellow in Portugal. And to him, that's where the real news comes from. So I'm trying to say to myself, you stupid ass, like, the fellow must be Superman if he can get to all the trouble spots in the world and to interview all the government people and get a truthful view of the world situation. He must be a superhero. Of course, you know, the journalists sent from regular newsrooms, and they all lie, of course, you know. Yeah, only that fellow from Portugal or wherever, and the Rebel News, they're the one that have the real stuff. So, you know, there's an old saying that if you hear bullshit enough times, it becomes the truth, and I think probably they've heard enough of the bullshit. And in reality, the weaker minds who, you know, might believe this stuff, they listen to people like Trump. He's proved this over and over again, that, you know, you just keep repeating it and it becomes the truth. We have a few of the politicians following down that path too in Canada, but they haven't got quite that far. But I'm thinking, you know, if you keep listening long enough, maybe you'll find that Pierre Pullover, Pullovar, whatever in the hell his name is, he's probably going to start selling Bibles too, as same as the guy down south. But anyway, maybe, you know, it's time we sent a few of these people over to Russia or China or wherever to get a lesson in, in what freedom really is. And anyway, I digress, so we'll move on. Let's go to crooked elections. Well, my feeling is that probably none of these assholes have ever voted in their life. Or they've at least never gone to a voting poll or been to a voting poll. You know, those of us that have been there, we know that there's scrutineers and you have an identity check to make sure you are who you are and that you're a citizen of Canada. Yada, yada, yada. We have all kinds of checks and balances, but again, they believe that the elections are crooked, so that, I assume, means they've never been to a poll or been to a vote or ever voted. So, but, you know, the other thing that they should appreciate, and I guess we should really appreciate it too, is they still have the freedom to bitch, even if they don't vote. But it's the way it is. And the next point would be how they're knocking down our court systems here and in the U.S. Again, how they can get away with some of the crap they have, they say, on and some of the people they talk about and against. But, you know, my thought is if we didn't have so many of those shitheads around breaking the law and doing whatever they do to disrupt society, stealing, defrauding, etc., etc., we wouldn't probably need the elaborate court system we have to maintain today to deal with these misfits. It seems like the laws and legislations today are made to deal with the lowest common denominator in society. And I'm thinking these folks, they're probably from that category, the lowest common denominator. Now, if that's a bit harsh, don't forgive me, because I'm not going to apologize. Crooked police. Possibly somewhere in their sheltered life, some of these idiots might take a trip to somewhere like the Dominican Republic or Haiti or cartel country in Mexico, maybe, or even Brazil or Nigeria. Who knows? But, you know, if they want to see police corruption, that's where they should go. But they're probably never going to make it there because you probably need a steady job and a savings account to be able to get a plane ticket. I guess they'll never get out of their hometown, or probably they won't get anywhere because they're never going to save up enough to be able to do that. So, but I'm starting to think maybe a government should take a look. If they're going to spend some money, maybe they should send a few of these idiots over to places like that, and they can get a first-hand view of what it's all about, and maybe come back and tell some of their friends, oh, maybe it's not so bad here after all. But as we know, that's not going to happen. So life will carry on as it is. And till this generation passes, and hopefully the next one will be better. So the next thing that really bugs me is these people, that these anti-vaxxers and people who knock doctors and knock medicine and knock science. It's nothing about it is true. It's hard to believe, again, that people believe that people like, I think her name is Gwyneth Paltrow or whatever, Robert De Niro, or, you know, just some old Dr. Jonathan Degenerate, MPD, MPR, SRA, BDM behind his name. They see that on the internet and they think, oh, that man must be pretty smart. Look at all the doctrine, whatever, that he has behind his name. None of it means a damn thing, but you can put it down and they still believe it. So, yes, Dr. Degenerate from the Winthrop Medicinal Institute of Peckersville, Alabama. He would know more than a doctor or a scientist who spent 20 to 30 years studying research and researching diseases and cures for diseases. We all know there are such people that believe that crap. You probably know one or two non-vaxxers in your group or of acquaintances, I would think. They seem to be everywhere, but I don't know. I can't imagine some of them the way they think. Can you imagine a parent risking their child's life or the life of their kids' playmates? They believe that one in a million chance their kids have vaccinated for measles or polio or COVID or whatever might become autistic. Now, my guess is that these people are probably what we call helicopter parents who didn't like getting vaccinated when they were kids. So they don't want their kids to go through the trauma of having a needle, which might change their way of thinking, and they'll hate me if I make them take a needle. Anyway, this autistic thing, I think, is just another way for them to justify their stupid behavior. Don't think they really believe that they'll get autistic, but if they use that excuse, well, people might think that they're really trying to protect their child. But, you know, can you imagine they're willing to roll the dice with their child's well-being and the fact that they may or may not get sick, or they may or may not die? I just don't get it. And then we got the other adults, or whatever you want to call them, who believe that taking a little bit of horse medicine is better than getting a needle or whatever for polio or vaccine or whatever we get a needle for. And yeah, I just don't get it. So, you know, when I was a kid, they used to use horse medicine. Knew a few people who had racehorses, and they used them on chuck wagons, and some of them were racehorses, and some of them would get hurt on the track, and they'd get stretched ligaments, and they would feed them that crap. I guess at the time it wasn't crap, because it was horse medicine, and it would either make them better or they wouldn't get better. But, you know, if they didn't get better, they didn't have much use for the horse, so they used to shoot the horse. So it makes me wonder. Anyway, I guess isn't too nice, but I really don't care. I guess I've lost my patience with these people and these non-vaxxers, and it's hard, again, hard to believe that they believe in celebrities and quacks and the internet. And I place them back in that denominator, lowest common denominator group of society, and that's where I put them. So, but they do enjoy their freedom to make these decisions, and you know, that's what they get to do. But there's that word freedom again. Sometimes I think it's misused. But that's just my thoughts on it. I'm just an old man. Another thing that sort of bothers me is the way they treat police and their respect for the police and their respect for the governments that look after them. And they all think, well, you know, the police are spying on us and the government's spying on us and they're trying to figure out what we're doing and what we're going to do. And well, I have this theory that if you obey all the rules of the land, which we're all supposed to do, and you live a good life and are considerate of other people, and you shouldn't have to worry about whether the government's spying on you or not. But there's always people out there that are looking for a reason to bring the government or the police down, and they'll find a way no matter what. So, but anyway, if you live a good, clean life, what are they going to find? Nothing. But, you know, if you're a thief or a pedophile or a rapist or just a plain old crook, then they might be spying on you, and damn well should be too. But like I say, live a good life and you probably won't have to ever worry about it. So. And then I go on to our Canadian flag. Now there's something that's really starting to upset me, is what these idiots are doing to our flag. You know, they've, look what they've done to the flag, I guess, in the last couple of years, ever since that bunch of dumbass truckers went heading on down south, the flags are down over to Ottawa with their flags flying, and everybody figured that was the greatest thing in the world. Well, I know some pretty good truck drivers, but I know a lot of assholes who drive trucks too, and I'm going to say that mostly it was probably the assholes that went down to Ottawa, and the good truck drivers were out there trying to make a living and carrying on and moving food around the country and moving goods around the country the way that they normally do, and it wasn't the good truck drivers that were down in Ottawa. I can bet your ass it wasn't. So, but anyway, back to the freedom thing. You know, they don't have the right to use my flag as a symbol of their cause. In the world I live in, the flag should stand majestically as a symbol of our love for our country and the pride in our country. And it should not be used as a symbol of protest and distaste towards the country that we live in. It just shouldn't be done, and it shouldn't be allowed to be done. But I guess, again, we go back to the freedom thing. They have the freedom to do that, I guess, and I'm supposed to respect that, but I don't respect what they're doing to the flag. It's just not right. They're disparaging it. You know, our forefathers, they fought a war to give those folks the right to protest and the freedom from oppression and the ability to speak their minds in public whenever they want without repercussions. But if you have the freedom to speak your mind, there comes a responsibility to learn about the truth and to speak the truth. And they were never educated that way, obviously. It's easier to believe crap, you know, that's dysfunctional than it is to believe the truth that goes on in our country. And the men and women that fought under the flag, it wasn't the present-day flag that we had, it was the Union Jack, but they did fight and die for that freedom. These people don't seem to appreciate. So we still got military and police and working every day under the flag to protect us and keep our country safe. and protect our freedoms. But these potheads, they are looking for freedom, they say. But freedom from what? I have no idea for what they're looking for. And I tell you the truth, when I see some of their placards and everything, I really don't think they know what they're trying to get freedom from. But another thing, I'm guessing most of these brain dead bastards have never ever attended a November 11th service to acknowledge the men and women who fought and died for them. And they're still fighting and dying for them, and dying for the privilege to speak up, to protest, to do it without fear. They're still fighting for that around the world. And again, I don't know. I guess these people, they actually give real meaning to the word assholes. And that's just my comment on them. But you know, a lot of folks now don't want to fly a flag, other than maybe on the 1st of July, which is sort of sad, but they don't want people to think that they're one of these idiot groups, or they're part of these groups. And it's sad, but it's true, you know. Two or three or four flags waving in the box of your pickup truck or side window of your car, it doesn't mean you are a patriotic person anymore. It probably means you're an idiot. You know, it might get better someday, and maybe there's a new generation coming along that'll maybe these people have kids who might go to school and learn the real really what's going on in the world. And yeah, they might teach them about patriotism and what it really is, but probably all be dead and gone by that time. So, oh well. So anyway, you've listened to me, you probably think, he must be some sort of an old redneck. Well, yes, at one time I was a redneck, but now I think I've mellowed a bit, and probably I'm just a disgruntled old man giving his opinion on things around him. So I'm not a redneck anymore, but you know, really, I'm not. I have a couple of broken noses and a couple of concussions and series of cracked ribs, I guess, taught me to bite my tongue and keep my mouth shut. So, and yeah, I'm just kidding. That's not really true. But I don't think I'm as much of a redneck as I used to be. Anyway, following, you'll hear a song I wrote about a redneck fellow who met his match, and he had the redneck kicked out of him. And listen in, and until next time, keep your stick on the ice. The song is called Kick the Redneck Out of Me.
She walked into the honky-tonk dressed in those tight blue jeans. She looked a little out of place, y'all know what I mean. She had no rouge or pins to hold her hair that I could see. But what she had sure did arouse the redneck inside me. I watched her walk up to the barn, I racked up my barbecue. She ordered something fancy and that should have been a clue. I was bold and brave cause I'd already downed me two or three. I didn't know she saw right through the redneck that was me. So I asked what brings a city girl to our vicinity. Said I'm looking for someone to keep me company. Those city boys don't thrill me like you country fellers do. She said maybe I just need to have a country boy like you. And
Now I still love that city girl, but oh, how things have changed. Since I married that there city girl, my life's been rearranged. She made a point of changing me from what I used to be. City girl I married kicked the redneck out of me. I miss drinking with my buddies at the Roadhouse Friday night, watching and a-cheering while some redneck starts a fight. You don't see that kind of action at Restaurant Ma Cherie. The woman that I married kicked the redneck out of me. I miss fishing with the fellers where the Brooklyn Stream did run. We never caught too many, but the beer drinking was fun. Love the hunting that we do where Fagan's Woodlot used to be. I no longer hunt and fish, she kicked a redneck out of me. Now I still love that city girl, but oh, how things have changed. Since I married that there city girl, my life's been rearranged. She made a point of changing me from what I used to be. The city girl I married kicked the redneck out of me. I used to wear my cowboy boots with pants tucked in for view, but now I walk in leather loafers made by Jimmy Choo. I no longer have my long blonde hair I had since I was 3. The city girl I married kicked the redneck out of me. I used to drive a pickup truck with chrome and fancy wheels, envy of the trailer park that no one dared to steal. But now you see me driving in this fancy SUV. Woman that just bought it kicked the redneck out of me. Woman that just bought it kicked the redneck out of